I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. In Spain's northwest region of Catalonia, it's just gotten a lot more expensive to get lost in the woods, at least for the reckless who need rescuing. The Catalan government says it spends about $3 million a year plucking the ill-prepared off mountains. So rescue authorities have come up with a list of mountain no-nos. Commit one, and it could cost you a lot of money. The World's Jerry Haddon has the story.
Here in the mountains of Catalonia, there are now officially three acts of carelessness that could dent your wallet big time. The first, going hiking without proper gear. Here's an example. A woman who went hiking in the snow last spring in loafers. I just might slip, she laughed as she slipped along. The second act of carelessness is not heeding warning signs. For example, ignoring that big yellow one that reads, "Stay off the glacier." And the third and most egregious no-no, calling on your cell phone for a rescue when you don't really need one.
Si no es evidente el caso, no vamos a aplicar la tasa.
Olga Lanao runs Catalonia's emergency rescue operations. She says if you don't clearly violate any of these rules, we're not going to charge you for the rescue. But there are cases that are quite clear. From time to time, people call in and lie about their situation just so that we'll come pick them up. So far, most serious hikers and climbers seem to support the pay-to-be-saved norms for knuckleheads. Barcelona businessman Fernando Montes has been climbing Catalonia's highest peaks for 15 years. He says hiking has become more popular in recent years, attracting both the prudent and, increasingly, the foolhardy. He says when you head out into the woods, you have to take safety measures to be at least minimally prepared. Some people don't even check the weather, or they're not in proper physical shape, or they don't have the right equipment. Every weekend, the rescue teams are out lifting people off the mountains. Support may be strong for the spirit of the law, but the letter of it is causing some confusion. Joan Badia was born near the foothills of the Pyrenees and has been backpacking the backcountry most of his adult life. He says in the wild, mishaps can happen for many reasons, and the line between recklessness and bad luck is often unclear.
No solo por los alpinistas, esta norma va aplicada también a la gente que va a buscar setas.
He says the new rules don't just apply to climbers, but to everyone, even to people who go out to pick mushrooms. If a mushroom picker steps on a rock and slips and falls, is that recklessness? What happens next? That person has every right to be rescued. Are they going to charge him for it later? The Catalan government says that will be up to the rescuers, who will assess each case. If they deem you careless, expect a bill later in the mail. And here's some friendly advice. Open it sitting down. For a typical mountain rescue involving three crew and a helicopter, you'll be looking at roughly $15,000. If it takes them 3 or 4 days to find you, you might consider selling your house. Badia, along with Catalonia's hiking clubs, call that price excessive.
Sí, yo por ejemplo conozco a una persona que está relacionada con el grupo este de rescate de alta montaña.
He says, I know a guy who works as a mountain rescuer. They go out every day on training runs. So, for example, to charge someone $3,000 an hour just for the helicopter is abusive. The real cost of keeping those helicopters flying is already covered in the regional budget. Badia says they should charge just enough to dissuade your typical weekend warriors from traipsing about without, say, boots or rain gear, without forcing them into bankruptcy. But before Catalans feel too put upon, they should know they're not alone. In some U.S. states, you're charged for rescues. Same goes for Switzerland and for France. And now France is even considering charging people it rescues overseas. That might include sailors seized by pirates or tourists who visit war zones. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.